next item is Service Energy LLC, conditional use number 1160, revised site plan on Route 36.
I sent the notes out to you. I sent you a portion of the copy of this request. It's a request to add 7 additional 11-foot by 90-foot underground bulk storage tanks. Conditional use for propane storage tanks was approved August 6th of 1996. There's currently 5 above-ground tanks on the site. When this was approved, the only condition of approval was that the site plan would be subject to the commission's review and approval. There were no numbers stated that they couldn't exceed X number of tanks. And we're just questioning if you would approve the site plan as revised since it's the same use, or if you would require a new public hearing. These tanks will be underground, where the other ones are above ground.
They're all within the land that was...
They're all within the conditional use.
They're all within the conditional use parcel?
Yes.
Same use, underground.
Does anybody have a comment with underground versus, I mean, it's right along the Mississippi, and that's the only... I don't know anything about underground tanks.
They're going to have to comply with fire marshal regs and Deneric regs.
People up the line from us that'll be all over them about that, I'm sure.
My question would be, this is something that was approved 13 years ago, and it looks like a substantial change to me. I'm wondering whether or not it's appropriate to put it through a public hearing process for public inquiry and concern. We're not talking addition, well, we're doubling the size or more?
We got nine now, or we got
five now.
Five now?
There are currently 5 above ground tanks.
Okay.
So we're more than doubling.
I guess the decision is was the use for a tank farm or was the use for a 5-tank farm? You know, that's what you're looking at, whether it's a substantial change.
That would be the question, and maybe what we need to do is defer action and actually pull the documents out and look at them, because if it says tanks shown, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, the conditional use title was for expansion to an existing petroleum storage facility.
That's it.
Or the 5.
Didn't specify 5, just specified expansion. Was there anything on the plan that indicated that there might ever be more than 5 out there?
Showed the proposed 5, Mr. Wheatley.
Okay.
13 years ago.
Point well taken. And, that's why I asked the question, if there was any indication that there would ever be anything.
I'm going to check the file. Know if there was any opposition or not.
I'm not familiar with the site. It might be helpful for me to be able to.
That's just what I was sitting here thinking. It's all we can do to get around to the public hearings, let alone everything that's on every agenda to actually visit. But we might want to do that. We might want to defer and go visit.
Look at the minutes.
Go look at the minutes.
From the minutes of July 30th of 96.
See how much has changed in the area.
Mm-hmm.
There was one person that spoke with... had some safety concerns, and then there was another property owner that spoke in opposition. That was at the commission meeting.
Was anyone here on the commission at that time?
I was here for that.
You remember it clearly, right?
No. The fact that I don't remember it clearly is probably more telling than if I did. The one I remember clearly was the one where we had the videos and the tanks blowing up and all this stuff. Apparently this one was must have been pretty tame. Sounds like there wasn't much opposition. It must be. But if you want, if we defer action, go look at it, and then decide if it's...
The old Steiner place.
Mm-hmm.
There's Steiner. Bowling place right there. Top of 36 Bridge. Mr. Chairman, my recommendation is, recommendation is for deferral of Service Energy LLC CU 1160 site plan revision on Route 36. Give the commission time to go out and view the site.
Second.
Want us to put it back on the next month's agenda?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I don't think there's, we wouldn't need to hold them up any longer than that. We can get out, everybody can get out there and take a look at it.
Make sure that a motion, again, just so that the record reflects that, yeah.
It gets back on the agenda.
Yeah, no, I was saying, instead of a recommendation.
I did.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on Service Energy LLC conditional use 1160 revised site plan on Route 36 to give the commission the opportunity to go view the site and the surrounding area and to review the record on the original conditional use. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.